What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
Bruji Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I feel like that should be like a fucking rock band.
That was
Bruji,
so cute.
Bruji Monty Python
and the Holy Grail.
So Monty Python and the Holy Grail taking on in Bruges. Ashley, what did you think?
Surprise, I have not seen either of them.
Hey, that's okay. That's for some of the best.
Monty Python, I've obviously heard of.
Yeah.
100,000 million times. In Bruges, I've never heard of.
Okay.
I only know Colin Farrell, and this is very unfortunate, from True Detective.
Oh, he's good.
Which, I own it, but it's still in the plastic wrap, and from like 3 years ago.
Yes.
Probably longer. So unfortunately, I don't know who Colin Farrell is because I never watched it.
Yeah.
I know him from Jimmy Fallon interviews. And Bruges was okay.
Okay.
Monty Python was like my worst nightmare ever. Disaster. The movie was fucking so stupid. And I remember saying out loud more than once to my boyfriend, he would like go get a glass of water. I'm like, this movie is so stupid. Why watching this?
What, was Dylan watching it too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hell,
Dylan would like that movie.
I cannot pay him to watch that movie.
You don't think he'd like it?
No. Too old to like the,
but it's super
dumb
fantasy
jokes
and stuff
with the stupid imaginary horses.
And I love it. That's the funniest fucking thing in the world. Come on.
I will honestly, like, this is as honest as I can be. There was a point when I honestly didn't think I was watching the right movie. That is dead serious. And I had to like actually look up the trailer on YouTube to make sure I was watching the right movie.
Yeah.
Because it didn't feel right.
Okay.
Like with him clopping. And then he's like, hey, who owns this castle? And it's a French guy. And I'm like, okay, I am so bloody confused. And there's an animation that really fucked me up. And that was the point when I was like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here's, I'm going to, just be honest right off the bat. These two movies are my bottom of the barrel movies. Like, I didn't have anybody to pair them up with, so I paired them up with each other.
Oh.
And I was going to say, like, well, they're both British comedies, but In Bruges is not very funny.
Oh, In Bruges is also, like, not British.
You, I mean, theoretically, British? It's like, no, it's like European, I guess. I apologize.
Yeah.
But, like, well, I think it's weird, right? Because I think it's British only because they're Irish.
They're not British.
They're Scottish, right?
They were supposed to be British, but they're Irish.
Yeah.
So they were kind of like, oh, we're just going to go with it.
Okay. Well, either way.
This is like the funniest pair up because they don't match.
They don't match
up
at all. So take everything in this conversation with a grain of salt because they don't fucking match up. But whatever. We can still match up movies that don't fucking go together.
Why not? We do it next. Anyways,
yeah,
in
exactly.
The next section. Anyways,
exactly.
They never match up as well. And Bruges was okay.
Okay.
I might watch it again, maybe in a while from now.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely wasn't funny to me. It was definitely a lot more serious.
There's a couple of funny moments. I mean,
yeah, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But none that I can really.
Yeah. It wasn't played for laughs, right? It's a movie that, like, it's not taking itself too seriously. But at the same time, it's pretty fucking serious. I don't know how else to say it. Like, there's a couple of moments, like, they have fucking, I don't know, there's a couple of moments, like, I don't know. Like, he fucking gets in fights with everybody. Like, he can't help himself.
The very, like opening scene was with, like, because you guys are cows. And then
yeah,
he, like, they try beating him up.
So, and then, like, even, like, the fight in the restaurant where the woman, like, swings the fucking wine bottle on me. Yeah. Like, holy shit.
He,
like,
knocks her out.
Yeah, and then, like, there's a couple of scenes I do love, though. Like, I love him shooting the blank in the dude's face.
Yeah.
The guy, like, he has, like, the gun, and the guy's like, there's no fucking bullets in that gun. And then he shoots it in his face, like, yeah, but blanks fucking suck, don't they? Like, I like that. I think it's a funny bit, but, like...
I don't understand what blanks are.
So, blanks are... It's just the fucking... It's everything that a bullet has without the bullet.
So, like, there's still a case?
Yeah, there's still a case. It's full of gunpowder.
Like, it's still full of gunpowder?
Yeah, yeah. So it makes the explosion.
So that's what went in his eye then?
Yeah. So the only thing is, like, actual bullets have, like, a piece of fucking metal that, like, shoots out, right? And that's the bullet. Whereas, like, but what launches it is the gunpowder and all that, right?
So the gunpowder and probably just...
It's just, yeah, it's...
Not the vibration, but just all of that alone.
The fucking super bright light, the super, right. Like, it probably just fucked his eye up, yeah, which I think it's hilarious, like...
Because I was wondering that.
Anyway, Monty Python, I saw this movie in, like, grade 10 history class, and my teacher was the best, and I think it's fucking hilarious. It bums me out that you... I think... It's the best reveal in the world when it's like you hear the horse and they come out of the fog and the dude's got the two coconuts. I think it is so dumb, but like, and I think it measures whether or not you're gonna like the movie. Oh my god, so much
fucking worse when there's like 10 of them and there's like 5 people doing it, but it gets so much worse because they cross a river and then someone has a stick and they're hitting the water with the stick to make it sound like the horses are, oh my god.
I think it's so inspired. You guys are killing
me.
And you know why they did it? Legit. They couldn't afford horses. Like, the movie was super low budget, and they just couldn't afford horses. So in old radio plays, like old, like, Western radio plays, that's how they used to do it, like coconuts. So, like, fuck it. We'll just have to do with coconuts. Like,
and then why was the guy pretending to be on a horse?
Because it's funny. It's so dumb. Oh, my
God.
I love it.
So dumb. The initial budget was only $200,000 they raised. I don't know how the fuck they did this. They're voodoo witches. They convinced 7 separate investors to pitch in $20,000 apiece. 3 of these investors were the rock bands Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and Genesis.
I did know this, actually.
How? Why? They have real money. They have talent.
I believe at this point Monty Python was pretty popular. I want to say they probably made Monty Python's Flying Circus at this point. I'm not 100% sure, but... So it's one of those things where it's like, we're going to make a movie version of, like, this. And they're like, okay, fucking sweet. I'll put money towards that, right? But a lot of people get money for, like, you know what I mean? Just for being enthusiastic. You know what I mean? Like, for being passionate about a project. I love the fact that it's so low budget. I think it's so fun. I like the fact that all of them play all of the characters, too. Like, in actual Monty Python, like, in the show and, like, other movies, usually they play all the women and stuff, too. It's, like, the same 5 or 6 dudes, and they play, like, all of the fucking characters. And I think it's so funny, whereas, like, at least this time they got actual, like, female actresses and stuff.
Right.
But,
like, the witch and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's, like, there's so much dumb shit in this movie. Like,
so fucking stupid.
I love... Oh, there's so much to like about it. Okay. I don't know. I like. There's a lot to like about it. We'll talk more about it in spoilers, but...
Okay. So do you want to rate that
now? If you want to go ahead, you want to talk a little bit about it, but it's up to you.
We already know who's going through.
Do we?
All right. So production, keep in mind, in Bruges was 15. They made 34 mil. Monty Python was 400,000. They made 5.
And Bruges cost $15 million?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that was their budget. I didn't say they spent that much. So here's my problem with Monty Python was... I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
They filmed this entire movie in like 2 castles. While in Bruges was an entire city.
Sure.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I'm saying in Bruges. Both don't deserve it to me.
Monty Python 100% deserves it. Like, personally, like, I don't think there's an argument here. Like, don't get me wrong, like, it's a nice city, Bruges, and that. But, like, I think production-wise, Monty Python did a lot with a little. You see what I'm saying? Like, it looked like several castles. It looked like several, like...
That's fair.
I don't know. They just did a lot with what they had. And I think... And even, like, the horse thing. Like, they couldn't afford horses. So they're just going to have dudes with goats. Like, it's, like... So it's like the same, like, invention is the mother of necessity. Like, that's what they do, right? Like, it's one of those situations where it's like, okay, we want this, but we can't get this. Like, what do we do? And it's like, they struggled to get it. You know what I mean? And but it works. Like, they made it almost funnier, right? And this is directed by a super early Terry Gilliam. Gilliam would go on to do, like, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He would do, like, 12 Monkeys. Yeah, Brazil, stuff like that. So, like... I don't know, like, I think,
I actually like one of his movies. Shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it deserves production, personally.
But. All right, so.
Originality.
I will give you Monty Python, because you're right.
Okay.
Originality.
This one's hard. What do you say?
I would say, Monty, too.
Me too, actually.
Because it's
so out there.
A guy is getting chased by his boss because he didn't do the job. Like,
yeah,
it's like every other fucking movie. So that's fine. I'll give that to Monty. And then writing.
Is in Bruges, for sure.
In Bruges. Acting.
In Bruges, for sure.
And rewatchability in for Bruges. Me is Bruges.
This one's tough for me. But I'll give it to you in Bruges. In Bruges is a pinch too serious. Which is why I would give it to Monty Python. But if you want to give it to Bruges, I'm cool with it. I'm kind of on the fence, so I'm cool with jumping over there.
Yeah, we can give it to Bruges.
Okay, so that would mean Bruges wins. Like,
yep.
This is deciding whether or not Monty Python and the Holy Grail wins or Bruges.
I'm not watching Monty Python again.
Okay, so Bruges wins.
So Bruges, and I'm going to be completely honest with you, it's because the movie is newer. I can't stand old movies, man. They're fucking terrible. Except for 12 Angry Men. That was a great movie. I don't know how that happened. But no, I didn't laugh. I didn't during Monty Python. I didn't laugh. I didn't giggle. I didn't smirk. I didn't really do. I just kind of sat there miserable. I'm sorry. He's upset with me. I can tell. I'm sorry. All right. But in Bruges, there was a scene when I like got a little emotional or, you know.
Yeah. In Bruges,
I kind of felt for the characters. So I'll give it to Bruges.
Okay.
So Bruges carries on. Monty Python. Say your goodbyes.
Next is spoilers. Spoilers. All right, so I'm going to start this off since we're in spoilers. I mean, I just want to throw it out there. In Bruges, does he die at the end? What do you think?
I'm trying to remember the ending. Because I remember Buddy falling.
Okay, which, okay.
And he took his gun. Oh, and then he went on the boat.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Okay, so it actually has a super fitting ending to this movie where Ralph Fiennes is a man of principles and he says, if I kill the kid, I would kill myself. So he shoots through Colin Farrell.
It hits the...
Kills the little person. And he's just like, oh, fuck. I have to kill myself now. And he kills
himself. And then Buddy kept trying to say, oh, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not a kid. It's not a kid. Stop.
Yeah. So he kills himself anyway because he thinks he killed a kid. And then they carry him off. And that's the end. Is him in the hospital. But while he's getting carried off, he says things like, maybe this is hell. Maybe just being stuck in Bruges forever is hell. And then he's like, God, I really didn't want to die. He says that a couple of times. But, like, do you think he died?
I didn't think he did.
Okay, I didn't think he did either. I've seen this movie probably 3 or 4 times. It wasn't until this time, again, because Melissa watched this one with me, too.
Okay.
And so me and Melissa watched this, and she was like, oh, he totally died. And I was like, oh, I've never thought of it, but I guess maybe he does. There's a lot of things that suggest maybe he doesn't. Apparently, in the original script, he didn't die. And... the ending is supposed to be a representation of the painting that they see in the art.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be like your final judgment. And like the moment, that's what the painting is supposed to represent apparently, is like the moment in which like it decides whether or not you go to heaven or hell. And even though he got shot, him trying to tell Harry, like, no, like, it's not a fucking kid that you just killed, is like an honorable thing. And like, I don't know. It's like one of those weird, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I think he died, but it's hard to say.
I don't know. I mean, I guess by his ending, you know, like, I didn't want to die or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess, obviously, he did. That's a shitty way to die, like...
Right? It's
super... Because I think it's fucking weird that no one thought it was weird that a guy was shooting another guy down.
To be fair, it's a movie set.
Because the movie set, but still...
Yeah.
You should know if someone's dying in your script or not.
While we're talking about people dying, I love the character of Ken. He's so interesting to me. He's the nicest guy in the world, and he fucking kills people for a living. Yeah. That's so strange, right?
And you can see that he's so sensitive, because at the end...
Yeah, and he, like, kills himself to, like, save Buddy's life. It's like, oh, it's so heartbreaking, and, like...
Which, by the way, I've never really seen, like, actually, I've never seen a movie in my, you know, experience actually portray that scene of someone jumping out of a window and hitting the ground.
Oh my god, it's horrific.
But
it's
like, boom. Oh my what god. I found brutal was you can tell he wanted to help. This is the only reason I can think he wanted to help him was because he fell feet first.
Yeah.
So he was hoping his whole body was going to be crushed except for his head, and then he could be like, take my gun, Buddy's coming.
Yeah.
Because any other person in the world would have fell head first.
Yeah, well, if you're like, I want to die.
You
yeah.
want it done.
But, like, yeah, no, he was, he's such an interesting character.
Like, it was so sad. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, again, he is ruined for me, because he was in Harry Potter, and that's all I think about.
Oh, Mad-Eye Moody, right?
Yeah. So now I'm like, apparently there's 5 characters from Harry Potter in this movie, which I find fucking hilarious. So let's play a fun little game.
I only know 3, I can't. Oh, no, okay, I know 4. I don't know the 5th one. So,
Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah, he plays Voldemort.
Yeah. Brendan Gleeson, who was Ken.
Yeah, he plays Mad-Eye Moody.
Clemence Posey.
Yeah, so that was the girl.
Fleer, whatever. Yeah. And then
Colin Farrell plays the guy from Fantastic Beasts.
Percival?
Yeah, Percival.
Percival Graves?
Yeah.
And there's another name. I'm gonna butcher it. The Priest?
Oh, Sirian Hines!
Yes!
I forgot about him, yeah.
Yeah, Aberforth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's Dumbledore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Dumbledore.
Not
like
the Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I found that really, really funny. Where I was like, oh, he looks so much like Mad-Eye Moody. That's all I could picture.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, there's 5 of you. That's a lot of you.
It's actually funny, because I know Brendan Gleeson from the movie 28 Days Later. That's what I always think of when I think of him. And he plays pretty much the same character, except he's not a fucking hitman. Like, he's just the sweetest...
I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh, he's like the sweetest guy. And, like, it's a zombie movie, and it's, like, him and his daughter, and they're just holed up in this, like, in this apartment, and they're dying of thirst, because I guess England or London is notorious for rain. It rains all the time.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there's like a drought. It's just like one of those like shitty fucking luck situations.
Oh.
And he knows there's a place where there might be safety, but he didn't want to go there alone because it's just him and his daughter. And if something happened to him, his daughter would be fucked. So
which is honorable.
Right? So when the other two characters show up, he's like, now there's 4 of us. If something happens to me, I'm cool with it because at least there's somebody to take care of my daughter. You know what I mean? So then the 4 of them go, and that's kind of where the story goes after that. But he's the sweetest guy in that movie. And like, that's kind of what I think of when I think of this movie. Maybe it kind of rubs off a little bit when I watch this, but.
Cause even in the one part, whenever he's like, where's Ray? His name is Ray, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Ray? And he's trying to portray Ray. Like, you know, like, even that scene, it's like you can tell he's a good, like, he's a genuine good guy.
And I love how he puts him on the train. He's like, if you talk to Harry, just tell him I'll be dead in 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, you're not going to kill yourself, are you? The door's closed. Like, but like, then he tells Harry, like, fuck you, buddy. Like, I have to put him on this train.
You can do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Which is what I would have done. Which is what I would have done. Yeah.
And then it's super honorable too. Actually, another really interesting moment is Ralph Fiennes when he calls his wife an inanimate object, which I think is fucking hilarious for someone to yell, you're an inanimate object, because that's something I would yell to somebody.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the thing Dylan and I
And then like he's leaving and he looks his wife dead in the face like, I'm really sorry I called you an inanimate object. I don't know why I think it's so fucking funny. But like, she's like, you're bringing the boys, right? He's like, I'm sorry, I can't. It's like an honor thing. I can't. I have to go get them myself. I think it's so... This movie is so much about honor. Apparently, there's a deleted scene, actually, in this movie where a younger Harry, it, like, explains him when he's, like coming up. And he went over to his buddy's house, and his buddy's girlfriend was beat to death by, like, some
dude.
Holy
fuck.
And he's just like... And Harry's like... Like, the guy's like, what are we going to do? And Harry's like, who was it? I'll take care of this. And the guy tells him. And Harry's like, okay. And he walks into a police station because the guy turns out to be a cop. And he walks up to the cop and he's like, hey, you're so-and-so, right? And the guy's like, yeah. And he pulls out a machete and he beheads him. He, like, takes his head off. And, like, it's, like, the kind of, it's supposed to, like, tell you, like, how honorable he is. Like, you don't kill a woman and get away with it kind of thing. But,
holy fuck.
Yeah. Apparently, and it's true, the CGI of the head coming off is kind of weird. That's why they didn't use it, but...
Oh. Well, even the one part whenever he, like, hits the girl, and the girl comes back out, and she's like, did you hit that woman? You're not supposed to hit a woman.
Yeah.
And Ray's like, oh, I would never hit a woman. Never.
Yeah.
Unless you're gonna hit with a bottle.
She swung a bottle at me.
Yeah, like, and then, yeah, I'm gonna knock her out.
I love it, too, when he's on the train, and they're like, you hit the Canadians? And he's like, the Canadians? And then it's that couple, he's like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, of course they're Canadian.
Of course they're Canadian.
Because, like, there's an interesting disdain for the United States in this movie. Is it just me? Like, every character who's American is, like, the worst fucking person in the world. Like, is it, like, or not maybe like, the worst, but, like, they're just, like... Like, or maybe it's just because Ray hates them so much that we think they're the worst. I don't know. It's like a weird, like, I don't know. It's like Americans are almost portrayed as fucking assholes in this. Even when he's, like, talking to Jimmy, he's like, oh, you're American. He's like, yeah, but don't hold it against me. Like, he says it a couple of times, right? It's just one of those things. It's actually very funny. Going back to Brendan Gleeson's character, the only part in the movie where he's not a sweetheart is, I'm trying to think. I think it's after he finds out he has to kill Ray. And he finds out Ray has all the coke on him. He's like, give me the fucking line. And like, he starts doing drugs. And you're like, whoa. It almost like hints at like, maybe like a past where he was like a drug addict or something. Because even Ray's like, whoa, buddy, you don't do that. That's not good. Do you know what I mean? Like, it almost hints at
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but it's even Ray who's like, can we go to the pub? Can we go to the pub? Can we go do this? Can we do this? Yeah, and he's like, all right, fine. Like, he's the one that wants to stay in, wait for the phone call from the boss.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah, he's professional. Whereas Ray don't give a fuck. Okay, yeah.
Which I find funny. There are a few things about in Bruges before we carry on. Except for the flashback, Ray only wears one single outfit the entire movie.
Oh, that makes sense. Which is funny, though, because you see him take it off a bunch.
So they said...
Takes it off, puts it on.
They said you can see him remove his jacket. You can see him unbutton his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But there are no other change of clothes.
Okay.
So that's kind of fun. Colin Farrell and Gleeson were both nominated for Golden Globes this year. Guess who won?
I think they both did, didn't they?
Farrell.
Oh, no.
Won the award.
I'm assuming one's best actor, one's best supporting?
I don't know.
Hmm. Oh, that's good, though. I mean, Farrell wins. That's awesome. Speaking of that, actually, how has Ralph Fiennes never won a fucking Oscar?
How is what?
Ralph Fiennes? Like... After watching this and watching fucking Schindler's List and watching The Grand Budapest Hotel, like, how the fuck has Ralph Fiennes not won an Oscar?
Oh, yeah, he was the main character, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's so good.
Oh, I totally forgot his main character in Grand Budapest. Oh.
Like, especially this movie. He's fucking excellent in this movie.
That's the guy who, like, hits the phone a lot? Isn't that the guy who calls his wife an inanimate object?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the villain.
The villain.
Harry, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call him a villain, though. That's the problem.
Oh, I mean, I guess they're all villains. They all kill people.
I wouldn't really call him a villain. Really,
he's the antagonist, he's the boss. To the protagonist. If he's the protagonist the boss. Is I'm gonna get killed by this guy. The guy trying to kill him is the villain. So that's the way it is.
He was great though in this.
He's awesome.
In Grand Budapest, he was better. But
yeah, I agree.
100%. I obviously because he was the main character though. So yeah. Fair.
No, he's really good in this. Either way,
this movie also took 12 weeks to shoot.
Really.
And this is my favorite. Unfortunately, Samuel Jackson has him fucking covered, but this is still a fun fact. The F word, I don't know if we say it, obviously we say it.
Yeah.
The F word is said 126 times. How many averaging 1.18 times a minute.
How many of them are hairy? Because I bet he says them a fucking lot.
I don't know. Well, there's the one scene with the letter. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I love the P.S. I'm not your secretary. Yeah. I'm the co-owner. Or whatever. Yeah. Here's the thing. So there's a scene when fucking Harry shows up to the, like, the hotel. What is it? Bed and breakfast? Whatever the fuck. Yeah. Wherever the fuck they're staying. And Colin Farrell's upstairs. And the pregnant girl, like, gets in between them.
Yeah.
Melissa actually gasped. She's like, oh my. She thought for sure. Like, I was like, after the movie, I was like, what'd you think? She's like, I thought she was going to fucking die. Like,
no, they're honorable.
And that's it. Everybody's so honorable in this movie.
But they were so cute how they were planning. Like, they're, okay, I'm going to go out the back window.
Yeah.
And I'm going to jump in the river. And you turn right. And you go to the river. And the girl is like, are you guys morons? What is happening?
I love his reaction. Like, the villain's reaction. He's like, I better not fucking go out there. Find out you didn't jump and come back.
And you're headed in the closet. Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to look like a fucking idiot. I'm running outside. Okay?
How fucking honorable that even if she is in the building, they won't.
It's like, no, we can't. So much honor.
Because he was like, leave the building. And she's like, no, it's my hotel. Fuck you. Like, I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to leave the hotel. You leave the hotel.
Yeah.
And we will figure it out.
And I love how much he loves Bruges. Like, the villain. Like, he's like, it's like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
I love it when Brendan Gleeson's like kind of like playing with him. Like, oh, you know what Ray said to me the other day? He said, am I dreaming? I feel like I'm in a dream right now.
Because he's telling Ray and he's like, I was told I had to kill you. And that he knew I was going to kill you during this vacation. And he's like, then why Bruges? He's like, he wanted to have... Like, he wanted to give you, like, the best vacation of your life. And he's like, in Bruges? He's like,
Bahamas, maybe.
Yeah, maybe in the Bahamas. But just the way he's like, in Bruges? What? Like, it just shows you who the boss is.
Yeah.
Because us, we're like, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Bahamas, get some beautiful size zero woman fucking feeding you drinks all day.
I would love Bruges. It sounds like something I would totally dig.
See, I'd prefer the beach. Would you prefer?
I'm not a fan of beaches.
Neither is my boyfriend. Yeah, neither is Dylan.
I don't know. I'm the guy on the beach that, like, you guys are all tanning, and I'm like the guy with all the towels on him, like making like a fucking hut.
A fort.
Like, yeah, like just.
Dude, Dill wants to go to Egypt so bad, and they changed the plans to go to something tropical, and Dylan's like, no! Convince your sister, go to Egypt, please. And he's trying.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so I guess you guys are the same person then, because I'm a beach person too.
Yeah, instead of going to the Bahamas, I would love to go to, like, Europe. Like, I'd love to go to Italy or something. Right. That'd be fucking awesome. Don't get me wrong, there's fucking beaches in Italy, so maybe I'd kill two birds with one stone, but, like...
Yeah, not like that, though, right? No. But in Bruges, I would love to go to London or...
Sure.
Scotland, of those places.
Yeah.
Maybe we can... Is Bruges a real place?
I think so. I don't know.
We should have maybe Googled that.
If it is, I feel bad because the only movie that it's featured in, they just shit on it the whole
time.
Yeah,
it's a city in Belgium. Okay.
Yeah. Although only really the main character shits on it. Everybody else is pretty happy to be there. Like,
so we can go to Bruges and Knockheist. It's the city next to it.
Well then.
And yeah. Where's, so
I'm trying to think where Belgium is.
Oh, don't even. I'm the worst at geography. I am like you will belly laugh at the shit that I come up with. Oh, I just found out. Is it Calgary? Is it Ontario? A major city is in Ontario, and I didn't know.
No, definitely not Calgary.
I I don't remember. Oh my god, it was a major Canadian city.
If it makes you feel better, I was sitting with somebody that we know. I'm not going to say who, but we were hanging out and we were watching like something like fucking Survivor or Big Brother or whatever it was. And they're like, it was like a trivia thing. And they're like, all right, name all seven continents. And the person was like, how does anybody know that? And I was just like, what?
Like, even that's the I easy, think that's the I know
that. Question in the world. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. I don't know one. So I know North America, South America.
Yeah.
And there's Africa.
Yeah.
There's Europe.
Yeah.
And Australia.
Correct.
There's one more on that side. Asia.
Correct.
It's that one. It's like Antarctica.
Antarctica.
But I didn't know the very specific name.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Dude, that actually scared me. I was like, now I'm lost. Oh, God.
It's like, the seventh one is Robot Antarctica.
Yeah.
It's
like,
that wasn't a fill-in.
Antarctica.
See, I knew them the whole time.
So, yeah, I don't know. But we were talking about, I had nothing to do with this. I was going to say Lawrence Arabia, but I didn't do Arabia. It was Aruba.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the flamingo. I sent you a TikTok about the flamingo island, which is adorable.
First of all, yeah. No.
The fact dude, that the man.
Dude, yeah.
Okay, so these people are walking in this restaurant, and there's a giant-ass flamingo 6 feet walking behind them for no reason, just in line. And the guy held the door open for the flamingo to walk in the restaurant.
But he held it open like he didn't realize somebody was standing behind him. Like he let it go and was like, oh, fuck. And he like held it open. It's like, did you not realize it was a giant bird? Like, did you think it was a real person?
But it's the song, the don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious. And just this flamingo like looking around like, doo, 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 doo. Can I just walk through? Yeah, so we were talking about Aruba. I was like, I don't know where the fuck Aruba is.
I have no idea.
So it's an island right beside South America.
Yeah, it's Caribbean island. Yeah, okay.
But it's like, it's right beside, it's not, he said it's Brazil, but I wouldn't count it. It's Colombia.
Yeah.
It's okay. Right beside Colombia.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I see. For some reason, I would have thought it was on the European side. I thought it was like Spain or something.
Yeah, so anyways, we found that out. Well, I guess technically in the middle, but it's not. Right. Anyway, so do you want to talk about Monty Python anymore?
Might as well, since in Bruges.
Carried on.
Every time, okay. Actually, one more thing about In Bruges I just want to say, just real quick. I love it. I love how in like Europe, instead of saying drunk, they say pissed.
Yeah.
I want to say that. I don't know why. It's one of those things. So I remember listening to the commentary for Shaun of the Dead, and there's a scene in which it's pretty early, so I'm not really spoiling anything, but there's a zombie. It's the first zombie they meet, and they don't realize she's a zombie. And then he's like, look at her. She's so drunk. And then the other guy laughs, but it sounds really weird coming out of their mouth, like just drunk. Like, it's like he doesn't
say it. That's fair.
It's because originally he said pissed. He's like, she's so pissed. But they realized that because Americans wouldn't understand that, so they had to redo it with drunk, and that's why it's such a weird like thing, right?
He does have a point because we say pissed for
and that's it, yeah,
anger. Because like, I know I really like the word trousers instead of pants.
Yeah, I like lift instead of elevator.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. I like some their words a lot better than ours.
Either way, Monty Python. Every time, okay. First of all, anything animated is amazing in this movie. I think it's fucking hilarious. I love it when they're like doing.
They got away because the animator died. It's that's so the funniest stupid. Fucking thing.
The animator had a heart attack. First of all, that whole scene's amazing because that's the same scene with the bunny rabbit, right?
Yeah.
Come on, you didn't laugh.
No.
You didn't find it funny.
I did not laugh at any point during this time.
The funniest fucking thing. They're like, look at it. It's just a bunny rabbit. The one guy runs up and then it fucking launches at his neck. That is hilarious. But anytime there's an animation and like, it's like, so-and-so met so-and-so and there was much rejoicing. Yay. And then they met so-and-so. Much rejoicing. Yay. I fucking laughed every time they said there's much rejoicing. There's another dude and I don't fucking remember who it was. It was like one of the first guys he recruits, but he's got this fucking face mask that won't stay up. Either won't stay up or won't stay down. Like, he keeps trying to put it up, and it keeps, like, coming down a little bit, and he keeps having to... And, oh, I found it so funny. I just... The stupidest thing.
The only seed that almost got me to, like... I probably smirked. Didn't giggle, but I probably smirked. Was that night when he chopped off all of his limbs? That might... I probably smiled at the one line of... It's nothing but a scratch. All right, fine. That probably made me smile. Definitely didn't laugh, but I was not expecting that. And he's like running after him with no arms, and you're like, what?
No, I think the funniest scene in the movie is when
and he has no legs. And he's like, I'll bite you. I'll bite you.
No, I love it when Lancelot storms the castle and he fucking kills like 20 people. He just fucking goes to town on all these people, and then he gets up to the tower, and he finds out it's a dude, and then he like decides to like just, he's like, oh, I'm good, and he like leaves. But then he meets like the guy's dad, like the king, and they're just like walking around giving a tour, and there's all of these people that are still like picking themselves up, and they're like, I think it's fucking hilarious. I think it's
the one part the king's like, The you know, my son has unfortunately died, but I feel like this is the moment to say, at least my family gained a daughter. And the bride is just covered in her father's blood, just like super sad. And he's like, this is a beautiful day here. But the king was just so like gratified. Yeah. He's like, this is a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's just, but he fucking killed like 20. And like, it's never.
It was like the groom's dad or the bride's dad, her aunt. Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's very funny. But another thing that's interesting is, if you'll notice, the movie just kind of ends.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they get to the castle.
What was the Holy Grail?
Okay, they don't even find the Holy Grail. Yeah, that's the funny thing. Apparently, the ending of the movie was supposed to be a big fucking battle for the Holy Grail, but they ran out of money. So they just had it where they're right about to get it, and then the police show up and arrest them all, and that's the end of the movie.
Oh, at the bridge. Yeah,
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Which is stupid. What's your favorite color? Blue. Go on.
Oh, that's earlier in the movie, but...
So stupid.
I think that's funny, too. What is he...
And then he's like, how fast does a swallow go? And he's like, what kind of swallow?
Oh, because...
This one or this one?
Because that's the opening scene. When they trot up to the castle. Yeah. He's like, what kind of swallow? Is it like a African swallow or like a, I don't know, North American, whatever it was. And then so he asks him, what kind of swallow? And the
dude's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
and then that's it. Yeah.
I think it's funny. I also love the sorcerer. And he's like, my name is... Tim? I think it's funny. I'm very surprised you didn't. We have very similar sense of humor. That's why, that's why I thought.
Yeah, but you saw it. You saw it a long time ago.
It's
too.
Very possible that I saw it at the right time, like I was at the right age. Do you know what I mean? Like, so.
Because remember, I'm 30. Seeing this my first that's time. Good point. On top of that, I just got bored out by Lawrence of Arabia. So
it was only 4.5 hours. Come on.
To be fair, I was already pissed off, and then I had to watch this. And then I just kept saying, like, Dylan would get a drink of water. I'm like, this is the stupidest movie of all time. What am I doing? Oh, my God.
This is actually one of the best movies ever created.
So
it's on the list.
Dude. Either so, way. Yeah, there's a lot of movies like that on this list. All right. I just shake my head. I don't know what the hell is happening. But then again, as I've said over and over, my favorite movie is fucking stupid as hell. So it's fine. I get it. But I have honestly nothing else to say about Monty Python.
All right, cool. I'm done.
So, sorry, Monty, but In Bruges goes on. We love Colin Farrell here. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I mean, the only actual other thing I could say about In Bruges, at least, is the director. I believe his name is Martin McDonagh.
Yep, you got it.
Is that exactly it?
Yep.
Okay. So... Every movie he's made is fantastic, and I recommend all of them. He's made, I believe, only 3 movies. This was his first. And then he did 7 Psychopaths, which is a fucking awesome movie. And then he did 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which is like...
That's the... What? That's the title of the movie?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, I believe it is.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. It should have won Best Picture that year, and it didn't. It lost the Green Book, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of lame. Because that movie, in my personal opinion, deserved to win. So,
check out his movies.
Yeah, they're very, very good. Anyway, cool. That's all I got. Bye.